broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, indeed, you're listening to Liberty Roundtable live, ladies and gentlemen.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now, Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Now, Kirk Cosby wants you to have sugarless Christmas cookies.
Well, I'm just suggesting you use the good stuff. You know, you can use some of my raw honey. There's lots of ways to sweeten them up with a lot less sugar.
I'm waiting to taste
and the right stuff. Well, I've had really good, my favorite kind of cookies are a good oatmeal cookie with, made with honey.
And
whole wheat flour. I really like the nuts and the... lots of the oatmeal in there, so you really
ladies and gentlemen, have you ever had a sugar cookie? You know, a Christmas sugar cookie?
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar.
I mean, Kirk Cott,
let's sure do like those Christmas
cookies. The Grinch stole Christmas.
What do you mean, the Grinch? Kirk Cosby wants me to eat an oatmeal raisin nut cookie for my sugar cookies for Christmas. Come on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Hour 2 of 2. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. This is the broadcast for December 15th in the year of our Lord, 2015. The goal to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Listen to this.
Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all
now. Kurt's going to start liking sugar cookies when his wife starts making those, aren't you, Kurt?
I always enjoy the kitchen.
All right. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas is on, if you haven't noticed. That's good stuff. All right, there's George Strait chiming in for Christmas, Kurt. The reason I like songs like that is they're cheerful.
I didn't know that song.
They're cheerful.
Yeah.
And they're original. Like, you know, a lot of the Christmas songs have been around forever. At least some of these are at least little unique entrances into the Christmas.
Yeah, that's right.
Repertoire, is that what you call it, Kurt?
Yeah, instead of taking, like, Jingle Bells and, like, jazzing it up, like, 87,000 ways.
Well, people do that, too.
I know, but what I'm saying is then you can, you know, do the Christmas cookie thing. I mean, that's not really an original Christmas
song.
Now,
Marissa Mayer probably makes those sugar cookies, too, and her husband's hanging out and eating those. And now they got twins.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We commend them for that. Now, there's a big old battle with... Trump, Kurt, right before the debates. I think the Trump takedown has started, if you ask me.
Yes.
At least they're trying to take him down. The question is, will they be successful? And I think ultimately the answer is clearly they will. Okay. I'm going to play you a little soundbite on Fox News. Donald Trump was asked about Ted Cruz. Because, see, what the mainstream press did is they found a little way they could try to get in the middle of the two of them and cause trouble, Kurt, like they always do.
Yep.
And so they found a time where Cruz tried to highlight a little bit of the difference between him and Trump, and he was in a closed-door meeting, and then they, of course, published that, outed him. And then they asked Trump, what do you think about, you know, Ted doing this to you? And Ted responded publicly very nicely. And then Trump, took off the gloves a little bit like they knew he would. They did it all on purpose. But here's the interview from Fox, and we'll talk about it, and then we'll tell you what Rush Limbaugh said. And I'm telling you that the big Trump takedown is underway. Let's see if I can get this to play here. What? Why?
This week, Ted Cruz apparently told some supporters that he questions your judgment to be president. What do you think of Ted Cruz?
Well, he was, do you notice he said it behind my back? Somebody taped that conversation. He said it.
Okay, that's not really true. He said it to a closed door group of people. That's not necessarily behind Trump's back as if there's. Okay, he just said it in a private meeting. He has his right to his opinion. He has his right to highlight the differences, right? Okay. But so they're baiting Trump now. Now Trump's been, led to believe that somehow it's behind his back. See, I don't really agree with that. There's one thing to give your candid opinion in a private meeting, and there's another thing to publicly attack somebody. And they're exploiting the reality of that difference, blurring those lines. But here's Trump.
Behind my back, and that's okay. Look, I don't think he's qualified to be president.
Why not?
Because I don't think he has the right temperament. I don't think he's got the right judgment.
What's wrong with this temperament? Well,
now, let's stop there. It isn't about judgment or temperament, because we can debate both of their judgments or temperaments. The reason that Cruz is not constitutionally qualified to be president is because he's not a natural-born citizen. Okay? Let's be very clear, Donald. That's why. Okay, Trump's a good guy. Cruz is a good guy in many ways. But look, Cruz is not constitutionally qualified because of his parental lineage, connections, relationships, birth, etc. Okay, Cruz, in the traditional sense, is not a natural-born citizen the way we would want to see it to be president. It's that clear. But now it's going to be a debate about temperament and who's got the right temperament, etc.
Look at the way he's dealt with the Senate, where he goes in there like a, frankly, like a little bit of a maniac. You're never going to get things done that way. Look, I built a phenomenal business. I'm worth many, many billions of dollars. I have some of the greatest assets anywhere in the world. You can't walk into the Senate and scream and call people liars and not be able to cajole and get along with people. He'll never get anything done, and that's the problem with Ted.
All right, now the little bit of the overlapping audio, folks, is because they're playing a video in the background. If you were to watch the video for the Fox interview, that's what's going on, just so everybody kind of understands what that's all about. However, here's the problem now. And Rush Limbaugh caught this and brought it up, although I caught it too. The reason I didn't bring it up at first is because I don't want to really try to exploit or take down any candidate.
Yeah.
What I want to kind of do is watch it play out. But here's the problem. Now, Rush is pointing out the obvious, which is, you're telling me that Donald Trump just said that Ted Cruz goes into places like a bull in a china shop? The obvious is, oh, man, isn't that really Donald Trump that does that?
Yeah, isn't that Donald? Maybe he's learned from,
Well, and all I can tell you is Ted Cruz and Donald Trump both do that. And by the way, that's what the American people like.
That's right. That's exactly what makes them.
Not because we want to cause trouble and stir it up, but because we're sick of the status quo. It's time to call these people on the carpet.
Yeah, we're sick.
But the mainstream press trying to use this to separate Trump and Cruz, and sadly, they may be successful, Kurt.
Yep, good point.
Okay, so Rush Limbaugh has now created a new coin for Trump, a new coined phrase. Kurt, have you heard this?
Let's see. What would it be? No, I haven't.
Rush Limbaugh on Trump, quote, I am Donald McCain, and I'm the guy that can cross the aisle and work with the other side. Ted Cruz can't.
Wow.
Okay, so now they're trying to make you believe that Donald Trump's like a McCain. And I have been telling you from the start that I don't believe Trump will win the nomination. I don't believe Trump's a good guy. I think he's playing the spoiler. I don't really agree with Glenn Beck that the goal is to get the Clintons in office. But I do agree that Trump isn't who we think he is. And I agree when he hangs around political hacks like, what's that goofball's name, Kurt? Mr. Roger Stone.
Roger Keystone.
I believe when you hang out with guys like that, no doubt, even if you intend to or not intend to, you're fixing for a fall. You're fixing for a disaster, because that's what Roger Stone does and is.
Yep.
And nevertheless, and
I've
researched this guy for a long time, and you know what? I'm telling you that he's not who we think he is. Trump, meaning. Okay? So yeah. I'm not defending Trump here, but what I am defending is now it's time for Rush to jump on the bandwagon and say, I'm not really taking any candidate down. By the way, the mainstream thinks I can take down any candidate. That's what Rush says. And then Rush Limbaugh says, I'm Donald McCain. And now he's trying to tie Trump's candidacy to a McCain candidacy. And frankly, Trump is not a political operative in the sense of true sense of the word like a McCain.
Right.
That's not fair or accurate. Now, Trump clearly says, I've been an insider. clearly says, I reach across the aisle. You have to as a businessman. Mm-hmm. And to some degree, if you're going to be a big businessman like Trump is, he's right.
Yep.
You've got to do those things. That's why I'd never be a very rich businessman, Kirk, because I won't do those things.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the difference. What I don't like, though, is pitting Cruz against Trump, and now they want to watch the fireworks for the debates tonight. Mm-hmm. Will there be fireworks, or will Donald and Ted have enough sense to not fall into the trap? I pray they do, but doubt they will. We'll talk about it. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refused to Use, straight ahead, Liberty Roundtable, live. Here, some of them Christmas cookies coming out of the oven. Hey, there ain't any sugar in these.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
This is one of my favorite Christmas songs, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it's unique to the table and different from anybody else. Alabama on your radio, huh? Nobody sings a Christmas song like this one, folks.
By now in New York City, there's snow on the ground. And out in California, the sunshine's falling down. And maybe down in Maryland,
Graceland's all in lights. And in Atlanta, Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight.
How do you like that, Kurt?
That's a really good stuff.
Yeah, see?
Amen to that.
Yeah, see? All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Donald Trump. And we're talking about how he's been baited into attacking Ted Cruz. And I'm convinced he was baited into it, Kurt.
Yeah, well,
And the reason that I say that is because at first when he was asked about it, he was asked slightly differently about it, Kurt, and he wasn't so hostile.
Mm-hmm.
But the more they kind of goad him,
yep,
then the more he, well, says, okay, well, if Ted's attacking me, then I better get the upper hand.
Yeah, good point.
Now, I'll give you the first example of the soundbite of how he acted about it. He was a lot more careful with his words. Listen to this.
Ted Cruz was just reported that behind closed doors, even though he says only nice things about you publicly, behind closed
and
doors.
And he did after he made the statement.
Yeah, but he didn't deny that he said it. He said that Paris and San Bernardino had given a seriousness to the race that, in his view, would hurt you because of, quote, the question of judgment, which he says is a challenging question for you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. My judgment's great. I built a multi-billion dollar company, some of the greatest assets in the world. Tremendously big number one bestsellers, including The Art of the Deal, which is maybe the biggest and best in terms of the business books. Tremendous television show called The Apprentice that lasted for 14 seasons. And by the way, NBC came, they would beg me to do it again, as you can imagine.
Right.
And I said no, and they're going to sign, or they signed Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, I don't think he's questioning that you're successful.
No. You don't make that kind of success without judgment. Don't forget this. I was against the war in Iraq. I told everybody, and you have all the documents back
in 2004,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2003 and 2004.
Couldn't
but
find
I was
anything
against,
in 2003, but 2004.
I was against going into Iraq. That's good judgment. I was for bombing the oil long before anybody else thought about it. That's good judgment. I have good judgment. I have great judgment. I would say I have far better judgment than Ted, and I think I have a really great temperament. It's a strong temperament, but you know, when they chop heads off of Christians in the Middle East, and other people also, when they chop out heads and when they treat people the way, when the world, we're like medieval times, having a strong temperament is good. Jeb Bush said his tone is very tough about me. Yeah. My tone is very strong. I said, isn't that a good thing?
But Ted Cruz is really your one of your chief competitors right now. Jeb Bush has really fallen off the map, and he's taken these shots at you behind closed doors, even though in front of the cameras he's only saying nice
well,
things.
Well, I hope he, you know, I expect to get it on because I'm leading by a lot. I'm leading him by a lot.
Why should voters go for you over Ted Cruz?
Because I'm more capable, because I have a much better temperament, because I actually get along with people much better than he does. You know, people don't know that about me. I actually have a great relationship with people. In fact, I was criticized at the beginning because I get along with Democrats and liberals and Republicans and conservatives. I get along with everybody.
And he doesn't?
Because as a world-class businessman, that's what you have to do. No, I don't think he does. And I like him. He's been so nice to me. I mean, I could say anything, and he said, I agree. But I think the time will come to an end pretty soon, it sounds like.
There you have it, folks. So, see, I believe that they're intentionally baiting Trump into this. You hear the interviews. At first they start out, they commit him to some statements, then they ratchet it up, and then it's like, not only did he say things behind closed doors, but, man, he did it behind your back, Donald. Okay, look, all Cruz was doing is highlighting some differences. He believes that the judgment of Trump isn't very good. And I would basically say, if you've been in the political circles as a businessman in New York and around the world, and you get along with everybody like they say, and he admits, yes, I've been an insider, and yes, I get along with everybody, I would say that's not the right temperament, in my opinion, to stand up for the conservative values that I would believe in. That's a guy that's shown to give whatever he needs away on the altar of money. And you know what? So I would disagree with Trump, and I would agree more with the Cruz. However, I'm not for Cruz because he's not constitutionally qualified to be president. But is he allowed to say something behind closed doors to an intimate group of people and say, look, here's what I believe the differences are and here's why, without then it being behind Cruz's back or Trump's back without. Okay, they've created a tinderbox here. Then Rush jumps on and says, "See, Cruz is talking about temperament. Cruz has got great temperament as a conservative. He stands for our values. Trump's off the reservation. Now he's saying that Trump does what he does all the time. Now it's Trump McCain or Donald McCain." I believe this was all a setup, Kurt. If you watch the media, that was CNN. That was more gentle. Fox was more harsh. Then Rush Limbaugh comes back and says Donald McCain. It's almost like they're all in incredible coordination, Kurt.
Almost reminds you of the deal when you know, in your presentation called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules, where everybody's so gracious, you know.
Yeah, and I see that. I see that they're all like a fine-tuned orchestra, and they're all weighing in now.
Yeah.
And it's the Trump takedown. Now, I don't know if they'll be successful. A lot of it depends on what happens on the campaign stage today.
That's right.
Or tonight, I should say. But it's happening. Donald Trump on Ted Cruz. Rush Limbaugh on Trump. Quote, "I'm Donald McCain, and I'm the guy to cross the aisle and work with everybody. Ted can't get that done." Okay. Now, Kurt, any response from Ted on this?
You know, it's true, just what you say. I think, you know, that typically, like in Vegas, they really like a good fight, you know, a good prize match, you know, good deal, like a good boxing match. Well, in this case, they're trying to make this, you know, deal tonight basically a fight, don't you think?
Yeah, now Ted just emailed me, "Sam, we got 24 hours. I got somebody, a big donor, who's willing to match every penny you give me." So delete that.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. Now, what has Trump said back, Kurt? I'm sorry, what has Ted said back to Trump? Any idea?
I really haven't seen anything of you, you know, in particular.
Well, the mainstream press doesn't want you to see that, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why would they want that?
Because then it wouldn't stir things up. You know?
Yeah. See, Ted had a lighthearted response. To Trump calling him a maniac.
Which
Fox News Insider reporting, okay?
So good temperament.
They're not really wanting you to see that Ted kind of brushed it off. See, Ted wasn't going after Trump. All Ted said was, "Hey, I'm a little concerned about the judgment of Trump when he says he wants to ban all Muslims. I wouldn't go that way." So he's highlighting the differences. And Trump, in the first CNN interview, Kurt, started to highlight the differences. I'm okay with that kind of discussion. Trump says, "Hey, I was great. I was against going into Iraq. I, you know, feel this way. Here's what I'd do, and here's why." Okay, I'm okay with those differences, but that's all Trump did really is highlight differences.
Yeah.
So I find that fascinating.
Good point.
And I find the mainstream press isn't highlighting that. You want to know why? Because it's not going to get their big old race it or ratings.
Yeah.
Okay, Ted Cruz had a lighthearted response. That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I got to give kudos to Ted, and I hope Trump's smart enough to highlight differences so we can decide who to vote for and do the same.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A
backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I realize, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't too Christmas-esque. I get it. Nevertheless, I got to respond this way, ladies and gentlemen. You know what this is, Mr. Crosby? The song's called Maniac, my friend.
The fight of her life. Maniac. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you want to know why I got to play this?
Well, I know that Trump called Ted a maniac.
Yeah, and so instead of Ted getting all mad and firing back and being all, like, poisonous,
yeah,
Ted smiled, laughed, gave a lighthearted response, and tweeted the song Maniac to everybody for the 1983, what, flash dance?
Yeah.
I personally don't believe that Ted Cruz is qualified to be president from a constitutional perspective. Now, I'm not here to debate that with everybody. I know everybody has different views on that. I get it, okay? Yeah. However, I want to say that I appreciate Ted Cruz's response and his willingness to be lighthearted about it and just let it go and to almost mock him. It's going to give Ted Cruz a rise in the polls, and it's going to look bad for Trump. Remember, everybody believes it's attacking Trump that gets you the meltdown. Well, it's really attacking each other in a wrongful way that people don't like, Kurt. When I highlight differences between me and somebody else in an appropriate, educational, informative way, like Trump did in the first interview, I think it's absolutely acceptable. When you start running around calling Ted Cruz a maniac, but yet your whole campaign is built on explosive-type rhetoric, I'm not so sure that's going to fly too well, and Rush is correct about that. The only thing I think is, even though it's all true, I think that the fact is they've goaded Trump into this, knowing his personality, knowing who he is, knowing what's...
Yeah.
Okay? Ted Cruz taking advantage of that right now, though.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz wise enough. And I would say this. I hope during the debate tonight, and this is why I bring this up, I pray during the debate tonight they're smart enough to not attack each other and waste our time with bogus exchanges about who's better and who's the rock star and who's this and who's that and personal attacks and all this.
Yeah.
I hope what we do is we highlight the differences from a morality point of view.
Yeah, they talk about real issues like
from a real issues point of view,
restoring the republic. You know,
exactly right.
Putting the Constitution back in practice. You know, I mean, there's a lot of good things that we could talk about.
Yeah, like as an example, I think they ought to talk about in the debate tonight, Kurt.
Yeah.
Turns out the new U.S. intel says that ISIS may have a passport printing machine and blank U.S. passports. ABC News reporting the details. I think that's of great concern. What do we do if ISIS really has passports to come into America? And they are really coming into America, terrorists with legitimate U.S. passports. Fraudulently created, granted, but nevertheless legitimate. If they've got the machine and they've got the real, passport, quote, blanks, if you will, then what do we do? And okay, now Donald Trump's idea to stop the immigration until we get a handle on this seems a whole lot more reasonable. Now, I'm not defending that because I believe that we shouldn't just attack or go after the Muslims. I believe we should stop all illegal immigration until we get
the bad guys.
The bad guys, mm-hmm. Well, we should stop all of it until we can figure out how to determine which guys are the bad guys.
Yeah.
Once we've got that figured out, then we need to change our policies to be common sense reality policies, and then we need to move forward accordingly. But my point being, why don't we discuss that for a real issue? And what would you do as president about that issue? U.S. intel now says that ISIS has passport printing machine and blank U.S. passports. What do we do about that? What would you do about that as president? I think that's a fair question, don't you think, Kurt?
Well, it points out, hey, what something we can really work on instead of saying, that guy's, ugly or his
he's a maniac.
I mean, stuff like that is what you want to look at, And, there are plenty of good things to work on, aren't there, Sam?
Yeah, and I think Ted Cruz and Ben Carson both, neither of them have really taken off the gloves. Both of them have had kind of a soft answer, biblically speaking, turneth away wrath. Both of them have been pretty humble and not attacked others. I really appreciate that. I want you to highlight the differences of who you are and what you'll do for me as president. I want to highlight and understand what drives you, what you believe in, what would govern your actions, etc. Personally, if it were me, I would use mark and reprisal doctrine, if you will, constitutionally speaking, to basically, if the ISIS really has these machines, I would go ahead and get the machine.
Yeah, imagine
I would simply
that,
recover that machine as a reconnaissance mission.
Or maybe we would quit funding ISIS.
Well, that's a whole nother
topic.
We'd
quit giving them all this money so they can literally buy anything. You know, like I was listening to...
Well, we're in bed with the Turks to make sure we can buy ISIS oil right now.
Well, there's some reports. I was listening to the Power Hour yesterday, and, some reports have got these tribe people saying that, hey, our military's basically, we're sending in equipment, right, to basically...
You want more proof of that?
Build them up. It's just crazy, isn't it?
You want more proof of that very thing?
I really don't, but I bet I'm going to get some,
Well, this is a sad tale to tell. Yeah. But here's the deal. Yeah. A Texan is now suing, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
Because he sold a truck to a car dealership, and now that truck went to Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this guy trades in his truck to a car dealer, like most of us might, right?
Yeah.
And he's a plumber. And so a Texas plumber now files a lawsuit against the car dealership after a used truck that he turned in to get a new truck was used on the front lines in ISIS or by ISIS fighters.
Yep.
Okay, so here's what happened. When they sold the truck, this owner's son started to try to peel off the, stickers on the truck or whatever, showing the, name of the company and the phone number and all that kind of stuff. And they said, oh, no, don't take that off. You'll ruin the paint. We'll do that later for you.
Yeah.
Well, now it's wound up on videos on the front lines, turned into a firing weapon machine.
Yeah. His truck.
And the Colbert Report, for example, made light of it and just kind of laughed about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Colbert, I think.
That country going, Stephen Colbert, Colbert, whatever. Yeah. I mean, there's a T in there, right?
Yeah, I know, but, it's
I
French.
Know.
You're
supposed
you
to know how to pronounce all these
that.
Colbert. Even though there's a T in there. It's like, what's your name? It's B-U-R-T. My name's Bear. You know, just call me Bear.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of funny, isn't it?
Now, the problem with the reason, or the problem with the situation, the reason this guy's suing is he says, I'm having people call all over the place, destroying my business, saying that if I'm going to fund and back and support ISIS with my vehicles, yeah, they won't use me for plumbing jobs.
Right. That's a bad deal.
Now, here's the question that I have, though. How on earth, I wouldn't sue the car dealer, Kurt, because the car dealer just auctioned off the vehicle, okay?
Yeah.
But somebody somewhere.
He's just not sure where to sue. Yeah.
Somebody somewhere made that happen.
Yes.
Who and why?
Good point.
See, these are the kind of things that we need to find out the answers to before we ever do anything else. We need to lock down immigration. We need to say, what on earth is going on here? Who allowed this truck?
Yes.
To get there?
Mm-hmm.
And we really need to crack down hard on this. So I defend this poor Texan because he's just going, look, man, I don't know anything about this. I got an upgraded truck, and I'm trying to do my job here, and now people are attacking me as a terrorist backing soul? Okay, this is crazy. And then the, you know, what, Colbert, is that how it is?
Yeah, Jean Colbert.
All right, Jean Colbert. Look at this Jean Colbert dude runs around and mocks this situation. It isn't funny. There's an American business at stake here.
Yeah.
And how on earth, when I tell you that we're arming, training, and funding both sides of this horrible situation, this terroristic action across the pond, people say, well, Sam, do you have proof of that? Yeah. I got this guy that had a truck that's in Texas that, like, had his truck go overseas, and now you see it in videos, like, armed to the teeth with his plumber phone number on there. It's like, are you kidding me? And then people are like, you really have evidence of this, Sam? We want to make sure you have evidence because you shouldn't make allegations. Okay. Yeah, good luck. Mm-hmm. Okay. And meanwhile, are we going to talk about this tonight on the debate? Are we going to talk about this Texan?
I doubt it. Do you
are we going to talk about this passport printing machine by ISIS?
I don't think they will bring it up.
Are they going to bring up that Ted Cruz has been the peacemaker when it comes to Trump calling him a maniac?
Yeah. I don't think
are we
going to
talk about, hey, Marissa Mayer gave birth to twin girls. What do you guys think of families in America? Let them explain their thoughts on families. Maybe they ought to talk about Howard Stern tonight in the debate, Kurt. We'll do that in just seconds ourselves. How's that?
Oh, boy.
Maybe I ought to find a cool Christmas song to play. Should I do that, too?
Oh, yeah.
We'll get her done. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on. Oh, tell it on the mountain, over the hill, and everywhere.
Hey, Kurt, is this a Christmas tune? Oh,
tell sounds it good on to me, the
yeah.
That Jesus Christ was born. Down
now, if I play this, is this racist?
Is. You're a white guy.
Yeah.
Some don't told you.
Well, who's even singing this, Kurt? Is this a white or a black person?
I think it is. This is Aunt Marie.
What, is that a white person, Kurt?
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying right now, it could go either way. This could be good. I'm not sure if it's like black gospel stuff or if it's a white person or what's going on. I guess I don't really care, though. It sounds good to me. I enjoy it. Americans singing about Jesus Christ on Christmas. That sounds cool to me. Maybe there's the black people in her...
my hat kind of stuff, Sam.
In her band there going on. You think there's some black people in there, Kurt?
I think so.
And they're like together? And
he probably just was forced to accept them. Didn't really want them in there.
You think? I think this sounds phenomenal. I put them in there.
You would?
Why not? It sounds great to me.
Man, that just shows you how.
What I'd really do is let everybody try out for the part, and then I'd pick the best singer. That's what I'd do. But what do I do?
You'd do that?
Absolutely.
You'd have to know what color they were to know.
Why would I need to know
how good
that?
They were.
If they could sing like this, man, I'll tell you what color they are. Hey, I'm just saying. Check it out. Yeah, tell it. See? Right? See, ladies and gentlemen, we can rock with the best of them, man. A lot of people just believe I only know country Christmas tunes, but I got some NSYNC and everything.
You do. You're NSYNC, Sam.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Well, not NSYNC with Washington, I ain't. No. I even got I Believe with Frank Sinatra, man. Just imagine things like I Believe. Can you imagine saying something like that these days?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. All right, Howard Stern.
They're probably not going to bring up too much Christmas stuff tonight at the...
they ought to.
Yeah, wouldn't that be good? Huh?
I would like it, sure.
Yeah, yeah. And like you say, if we go from
this
Christmas
guy's a
to
non-believer,
Howard Stern,
isn't he, Kurt?
But,
or is he a believer? I don't know.
Howard is, in my opinion, soon to be a believer.
I hope you're correct.
You know, he's, and the reason I say soon is, he's getting closer to the checkout time. I guess he's been getting $80 million a year. You know, there's a few pennies in radio. Just not for the right kind of radio. Howard Stern's not known for God, family, country. He's not known for, I guess you could say bringing America together.
I hope that's the way I'm known, Kurt. God, family, country, Christmas, family. You
know. But he says he may quit SiriusXM. I guess the radio giant, they call it, satellite radio, by the way, giant, may lose, they say, $240 million a year in revenue if he, they call him the king of all media and that he departs. Now, I will have to say this. I've never listened to a Howard Stern program, and I, based on everything I've been told. And
buddy, let me tell you right now, what's that software you use, Kurt?
The software you use?
No, that you use to get out the bad parts?
Oh, yeah, ClearPlay.
All right, so if you put Howard Stern through ClearPlay or TV Guardian, Kurt, you could turn his hour show into like 12 minutes, buddy. You kidding me?
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, yes, that's what I've been told, which is my main reason for not even seeking it out. But anyway, they do say that, he may, I guess his contract runs out real quick here, and he may re-sign, or maybe he'll cruise somewhere else. Who knows? What do you think is going to happen with Mr. Howard Stern?
I think it's a big old to-do promotion for ratings, and I think he'll stay. Hey, if they say that he might leave, he might stay, he might leave, he might stay, then it gets him in the media and everybody kind of wonders and people call in and people get all excited and upset. Man, you can't have Stern quit. Stern's been the best thing since sliced bread and you got all this, and this big old to do, and then he'll be like, I think I'll stay. I could be
and
wrong.
And it does show you where the big money is and how there's big money in radio.
Because this guy gets like $80 million a year and I at least get $80 a show.
Yeah, you think? I don't know that you get $80 a show, Sam. I mean, if you did get that, I mean, your wife would be pretty happy about that, wouldn't she? But bottom line is, if you got 80 cents and can send it our way, we sure appreciate it.
Yeah, because then I might actually get $80 a show.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, just so you know, the only reason I said $80 a show is because it was kind of a cool way to kind of explain that I don't get hardly anything. But $80 a show times 52 shows.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 52. Not right. I'd have to do.
Are you doing per week?
What would I have to do? $80
a week. Now, that's probably about.
What would I? Let's see. How many is it? 250 shows, Kurt?
Yeah, in a year's
250
time,
shows,
you know,
times 80. It's 20 grand. I mean, I'm getting super rich.
Yeah.
20 grand. It takes me a full-time job to prepare and make this show happen with all that we do. I know it seems like, wow. But it really does. You got to spend a lot of time to gather the headlines and do the research and cut the sound bites and do all that we do. It takes a long time. And see, there's only Sam and Kurt, though. Now, Kurt probably gets $100 a show.
Oh, yeah.
In his dreams. See, that's why Kurt Cosby's dreaming of a white Christmas.
White Christmas.
All right. Anyway, Howard Stern, time will tell what he does. I couldn't, be happier if the guy just faded away.
Yeah.
Personally.
Spent some family time,
Well, maybe he can have a come to Jesus moment like you're saying. Maybe hopefully he can get that done before he heads to the next life,
Yeah, good point.
All right, autism's in the news.
Yeah, Sam. Now, shockingly they say it's more common when antidepressants are taken during pregnancy. Now I bet you're really shocked about that.
I think autism is more common when people take antidepressants whether you're pregnant or not.
Yeah, they say Prozac, Paxil, and Zoloft are not really health foods when it comes to, blessing the life of your newborn baby. I'm really shocked about that. And then, a follow-up story to it, Sam, is they say that they changed a questionnaire a little while back, and it doubled America's autism rate. So, I've seen this. I saw the same reporting in diabetes. You change the number of what a real diabetic is, because of some definition, and all of a sudden you have diabetes exploding or you have autism exploding. So many times there's news behind the headlines, I say.
Yes, and what I find fascinating about this is we've always pointed out, it all depends on how you ask the question on what you can make a poll say. And this is just positive proof that that's true, whether it be autism discussions, whether it be election discussions or whatever polling. Changing the questionnaire can absolutely make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I said, hey, do you think listening to Donald Trump causes autism? People would be like, no, 100%, come on. What if I said, if you listen to Hillary, does it cause autism? And then what if I said, but do you think that chemicals and toxins in our environment from GMO foods to vaccinations to, and I go through a big list. Think that might affect autism rates? People would be like, oh, yeah, very possible. Mm-hmm. Significant numbers would say so. So I know I'm being extreme with my questions, but I'm making the point that, you know what, it is how they ask the questions, and this study proves it. How changing a questionnaire nearly doubled America's autism rate.
Mm-hmm. It's a great point, Sam.
Now, how many of these people do you think are on these
antidepressants
at LaGuardia Airport, Kurt?
Well, Sam, they've got some homeless guys, and I bet a lot of them are that. But we've done some squatter stories over the year, but typically squatters, when we see squatters in the news, they're like guys out in the country and they squat in somebody's old house that somebody's just left there. But now they got what they call homeless squatters, and they're in the LaGuardia Airport. And I guess
Joe Biden even went off on this one.
Yeah. I guess he called it a third world country. You know, isn't LaGuardia really close to Washington, D.C.?
At least, in my
opinion, which is the main problem. But now they say it's become so riddled with homeless that it could now even make some of those nations look good. You know, they've got pictures of them curling up and enjoying a bench or whatever. Some of them get ticked off when you kind of get into their area. But isn't this kind of like that jihad story or the gangster story where you've got people that just kind
of
take over an
area? It reminds
me of that
one of my favorite Christmas movies, Kurt, The Ultimate Gift, where that rich kid Jason's fighting over that bench with that homeless dude going, it's my bench, get out of here!
That is funny, man. That is a heck of a scene. I just, you know, crack up every time I watch that.
All right. Anyway, I guess squatters are taking over. LaGuardia Airport. I wonder if Barack's going to go down there and give them, like, some Christmas pie or something, Kurt.
Well, and these are a special kind of squatter. They're homeless squatters. Hey, Kurt, not your normal kind of squatters that have a home.
Somebody ought to go Christmas caroling to those homeless people, though.
That's right.
You know,
maybe
I mean?
Joe Biden will, you know. I mean, he knows where they
Joe
are.
Joe might try to pick up on the women. Just be careful now. Don't give him any ideas, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Merry Christmas to all of you. We're going to be live for the next several days right before Christmas. So that's good news, huh? All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. We'll let you know. We'll break down the debates tomorrow. How's that? Plus, we've got a whole lot more news that networks refuse to use all the time. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure.